You know, if you think about it, God, who engineered the whole reality, came down here in the image of himself in Jesus, the image of the Godhead bodily, and he was a carpenter. A very humble job. I mean, it's really not, because it's hard work. Not many people can do it. And you have to follow the measurements, the code, the building code, and all that. So he was a carpenter. A very humble job to the world. He wasn't an engineer. He wasn't a scientist. He wasn't some big so-called great job. He took a humble job, and he was the smartest person to ever live on the earth, you know. But they didn't hear him. They couldn't see him. They couldn't hear him. They didn't know who he was. And that's the way it is with the born again. Especially if you get in the Word. You're walking around with so much truth. And all the pride of these worldlings. WORLDLINGS. The worldlings think that they're smarter than you. And you know more Bible truth than they will ever know. And you can still learn their math and their science and their calculus and their trigonometry and their algebra. You can learn all their quantum physics and all that. But that's not your goal. Your goal is to yank some souls out of the devil's chains. The devil's got people chained up, you know. And if you keep rejecting Jesus, you're going to become a copy of the devil, and you're going to be like your daddy, the devil. Twisted, sadistic, lying, cheating, stealing, and you create a pattern in your mind so much that you can't escape it. And that's the sad part. Complaining, unthankful, living in the past, hateful, revengeful. You're just like your daddy, the devil. If you reject Jesus, you're going to be just like the devil. Conniving, lying, it leads to murder and drunkenness. And sorcery and pharmakia. It leads down a path of no return. Because you've created a groove in your mind, in your heart, that you can't... See, God sends them strong delusions, and he also sends them over to reprobate mind. Anybody with common sense knows it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. That's common sense, people. I mean, even the animals know that. The brute beast animals know that. You'll never see a male animal chase down another male, like a male cat chase. You're not going to find it. You're not going to see it. The animals know better than the human. That's why God sends them strong delusions, you know. And so... You're going to go down a path of no return if you keep rejecting Jesus. And I'm just being tough and honest and hard on you for a reason if you're not saved. Because you can't see, you really think you're a God. Everybody before you went to the grave and died. You're going to go to the grave and die. It don't take much to lose your life. You could choke on something at the restaurant. You could have a heart attack. Your electrolytes could get off balance, or you could get bit by a snake or a car accident or whatever. You could be dead in a split second, especially if you got a motorcycle. Recently, somebody said somebody in their family bought a motorcycle. 3 weeks later, he was dead. That's sad. That's really sad. If you think you're a God, or you think you know it all, or smarter than everybody else, then you have really went down a rabbit hole of no return, and only by the grace of God will he yank you out of that. There's some people out in the, living out in the country who just read their Bible, and they're probably smarter than you. They might sound ignorant to you because they don't use the same terminology you learned in college or the corporate system. And I went to college, and I've been in the corporate system for my whole life. I've always had a corporate job. I don't know why, just the way it worked out. I don't like it. But I learned to adapt to it. One of the corporate tricks that you'll see in the corporations is somebody will have to, let's say they like working with this person, but nobody else likes the person. They have to pretend to not like the person so they're not ostracized, but they actually like you, like working with you. Not, you know, I'm not talking about like, I'm just saying as a friend, as a coworker, or comrade or whatever. They like you as a person, but they have to pretend they don't when certain people are around. That's sad. That sucks. That's the way the world works. They have to play these little games, you know? It's really sad. What's really sad is in the family. Let's say a husband and wife have 3 or 4, 5, 6 kids, and one of the kids they don't like, and they probably feel guilty about it. They don't like the kid, and they probably feel guilty because the kid's different. And if it's an unsaved family, and the person who's different is being called by God, there's a reason, you know. It starts in the home, and then it plays out in life. If you're saved, the world has to see. Here's what happens too, is the Illuminati will send a handler, and the handler will try to mess you up. But then when the handler starts to talk to you and realizes you care about people and you're kind and you're not trying to hurt anybody, and then they feel guilty, and then they move on to a new job or move on down the road, or they'll tell you, hey, why do you still talk to me? They'll say stuff, weird off-the-roof stuff, like, why do you still talk to me? They're actually telling you, I'm here to destroy you, and you don't even know it. And I'm trying to give you the hint without anybody hearing me. Because they know that the fallen angels are following them around, can report back to the head witch or head warlock and tell them what they did. So they have to hint at it that you need to go on down the road because you're going to be dead. We're going to destroy you. I'm a handler. You know they're handlers because they want to know too much information about you, you know. They don't like you. Some of the handlers don't like you, but they pretend to. But they'll say under the radar comments that you say something ain't right about this person. Why are they hanging around when they say negative stuff all the time? They're handlers. Reason they act that way is because they're handlers. It's wild stuff. It's a shame that this reality is the way it is, but it is. But God knew it, and he would make a way of escape. You can do that in church. You can go to a church, and the pastor don't even like you, but he likes when you give a tithe. He likes when you tithe, and the tithe was not even for the church. God wants 100%. Take up your cross. He wants 100% of your life. So anyway, I'm going to do a series of audios so I can upload it to the AI machine to give a worldview, an overarching worldview, explain it better than I can explain it myself. Because if I give it a source, let's say I give it 20 of my audio messages, and it looks through those and it finds patterns, common denominators and patterns, it can do a message that's, instead of you listening to 20 messages that are 30 minutes long, AI can take those, all those messages and turn it into a 7-minute video with pictures and all, and explain it really fast and really easy. I'm just watching this lady behind me talking on the phone, being animated. Very animated behind me. And I'm sitting here thinking, that has to be attention seeking. Why would you be animated when nobody's watching you except the car in front of you? And if you think about it, a business down here has to put on a front, right? Let's say I wanted to start a yard mowing business and I built a website, mowing yards. I would have to put on a front that would match what everybody wanted, you know. Clean cut, shaved, shaven, clean cut, short hair. Dress clothes instead of work clothes. You know what I'm saying. That's the way this place is, the facade. It's all a 3D facade. There's a barber shop. I've been cutting my own hair for 20 years with a Walmart clipper. There's a barber shop near the house. I just can't see myself paying $40 to get a haircut, and then 30 days later you need another haircut. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Waste of money. I could be investing that money. I got this tag in front of me. It says Zeus on her. It says Georgia. Zeus is her tag name. Zeus. She's from Georgia. She's got G on there. Some kind of football team, I reckon. She got a bulldog sticker, Zeus, and a horse. It's a Ford Jeep. She's caught up in the system. Don't even know it. You can tell by their cars, you can tell by their clothes, you can tell by their words that they're caught up in the matrix. Brand new tires. I mean, they got it going on. Brand new, clean car, new tires, everything's perfect. And she's driving. The man is not even driving. She's driving. Maybe they did a 5-hour trip and he switched seats with her. Makes you wonder, who's the narcissist? To have everything perfect, who's doing that? Is the man getting her to be, is he doing it to force her to be perfect? Or is she doing it to herself? Or is she, which one is the worldling? And I got this guy behind me now. That's Jeep in front of me. Got this guy behind me, just the music just beating, and he's just shaking his head up and down, the music just beating. And you're like, ridiculous. I believe on my days off from work, I wouldn't be traveling, going to events that you waste, that you spend gas money, you spend more money, and you're going to watch somebody else do a job on the weekend making $1 million, and you're supporting the system, and you're like, unless you're doing a networking, unless it's networking with other salespeople or something, I don't see it. Life is short. Life is a vapor. If I take a 5-hour trip, I'm either going to do a message or I'm going to listen to Proverbs as I'm riding. I'm not going to waste my time. I could be killing two birds with one stone. so what I'm doing is I'm doing about 20 or 30 audios where I'm going to break down my worldview and have AI do my autobiography in a voice autobiography, I guess. And I guess you could convert it over as a text if I needed to. But I want to be able to get across the concepts of you're born in sin. It's a 666 cube flesh mind system. The AI flesh mind is just a program. And until you get born again, you're running on a program, either the culture program, your bloodline program, or some kind of music or TV or whatever. It's always a program. It's always a program that somebody's just repeating what they've heard, and they don't really know what they're saying, you know. They're just repeating or singing a song. They don't even know the lyrics of the song. They're singing them, but they don't know what they mean, you know. And I remember those days. I remember listening to the rock and roll songs. And what woke me up from the music is there's this one song, the beat sounded good. He sounded good. It was a great rock and roll sounding song until I was listening. I said, did he just say what I thought he said? And I kind of ignored it. I cut the music off. And I thought, this is not even worth listening to if they're going to say that. Because it was a song where it says, I forget the rock and roll song, but it was Deny Your Savior. I thought, I don't think so. I'm cutting you off. Even though the music sounded good, the words were trying to get you to sing that you were singing those words. Deny your Savior? What is that about? So anyway, to make a long story short, that was one of my first steps to cutting off the music. And then I started thinking about it, and the more I thought about it, more and more and more and more, I said, yeah. And the more I would cut it off for a day or a week or 7 days or 21 days. And then eventually once you cut it off for like 21 days, you start to hear from the Holy Spirit, you know. You start to hear the truth again. And you're like, oh. I mean, you start to hear from God. You already know the truth, but you start to actually get downloads. And you say, I'll never listen to music again. And that might be an extreme response, but for the most part, all the music is big, fat lie, you know. It's just man trying to glorify the creation instead of the creator. It's pretty much what music is. Is music glorifying the creator or creation? That's an easy question to ask. And when you really wake up to the fact that you're made to give God the glory and not yourself or not anybody else, really sad. What the state that we're born in is really sad. And when you wake up to it, like, oh, I was blinded by the devil system, you know. Everybody was. Everybody has been. Whew. All right. That's enough.